The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Christine Bowman is with us, deputy editor of the journal.ie. Because late last night, after I came home from work and I was scrolling through Twitter, I saw you had a story there, which I thought was a 1st of April story, and then realised, no, that's not the date. We're in the middle of July. Tell us about the story of the missing Garda submachine gun.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered about this, even since we broke the story on the journal late last night. So what we do know at the moment is that what happened is sometime between 5 o'clock and 5:30 yesterday afternoon, a woman found a bag on Dublin's Harcourt Street, which is close to Stephen's Green for people who know the area. And inside the bag was a fully loaded submachine gun, which has got, it was a serious weapon. It's capable of firing up to 950 rounds in a minute, capable of doing serious damage. She found the gun and the ammunition in this bag. She brought it from Harcourt Street to Store Street Garda Station, which is on the other side of the city. So it took about, there's about kind of half an hour in between her finding the gun and bringing it to the Garda Station and dropping
Why
it
Why did
in.
She go to Store Street?
I don't know. One of the things here is that nobody has spoken to the woman yet, and we want to know why she went to Store Street when, you know, people would know there's other Garda stations that are closer. There's Harcourt Street Station, which is where we believe that the gun came from. There's Kevin Street, there's the Bridewell, there's Pierce Street, there's other stations that are closer. But it could well be that somebody who is possibly used to using the Lewis, because Store Street Station is right beside Bussorah, so it could be someone who's used to travelling to Dublin that way and perhaps knew it from there, but we don't actually know why you went to Store Street Station.
You could only imagine. And because as you haven't spoken to the woman, nobody has. You can only imagine her shock to open up a bag she finds in the ground and find a submachine gun in it.
And also the fact that she found it and brought it to the Gardaí. I mean, and it hadn't been fired. We know all the ammunition was accounted for. But what if somebody found it who just said, right, I'm going to take this home. I'm going to do some damage. You know, the fact that it was a responsible citizen who found it is the most reassuring part of this story.
And not somebody who was clubbing on Harcourt Street about 5 hours later.
And thought it was gas and took photos or anything like that. Yeah, anything.
Okay,
yeah.
But how are the Gardaí explaining this? I mean, presumably, is there an ombudsman investigation into this?
In the last hour, GSOC has announced an investigation. And it's a little bit unusual. Usually with Garda Ombudsman investigations, it will be because someone has referred a case to them. But in this case, it's different. GSOC are saying that they're taking it on themselves to do an investigation. They'd only heard about it through media reports. They hadn't heard about it from the Gardaí, but they say it's in the public interest to investigate this and find out what happened. And they say to restore confidence in the Gardaí, because quite rightly, they say there's a concern over the apparent lack of security.
How do you lose a machine gun?
How do you lose a machine gun? It happens. We don't know.
What excuses have been given? Because I'd imagine the Gardaí are giving some sort of off-the-record briefings in relation to this.
They're not saying a huge amount. What we don't know at the moment, I mean, there's two questions here. It's whether or not, was this human error or is this a technical error? So was it a human error in terms of a guard that left a boot open, did something that allowed for the gun and the bag to fall out of the boot of the car? Or is it a technical error with the car whereby there was, you know, the boot didn't close properly and the bag fell out of the boot?
This is the story that they're blaming the car, an Audi A6 Estate.
Yeah, well, I think at the moment we have to wait and see what the investigations
find. Tell us the story that's coming up, because this is just bizarre.
Well, there's a couple of stories going around. One of the lines that's coming out at the moment is a suggestion that the car was travelling at a high speed and that, sorry, it went over a ramp at a, you know, a higher than usual ramp, and this caused the bags to fall out of the car.
There are no ramps on Harcourt Street.
Are there no ramps on Harcourt Street?
No, there's Lewis lines.
At the entrance, though, I think there's a ramp to Harcourt Street.
The Garda station. This is Declan Powers with us as well. Hold on, but if this stuff came out, then it would have fallen at the gates to the Garda station.
I think that's the inference. Is that not the case?
Hold on a second. But hang on. What speed would they have been going out, which is onto a footpath as well, would actually force the boot to open and for the bag with the machine gun to hop out?
Sure, and can I come back to that point? There's a couple of things there that Christine said that make me quake, I mean, as she's recounting them. One thing for sure is the amount of off-the-record briefings that the guards have done, even if it's not that much, it's really, they're not helping matters. They should just clam up and let an official statement be issued as soon as possible to try and restore public confidence. Because everything that's been said so far to anybody that is anywhere familiar with these matters, it sounds shambolic. There is no way that a car being used in the pursuit of those kinds of duties should be that malleable, and that a boot should pop open. Anyway, they're supposed to be in secure containers within the boot. There's no way that a firearm should just bounce out of a state vehicle. To be honest, I think it is bull.
Apart from anything else, if you're driving a car and if the back of the car comes up, You will see it was an estate. So if it's an estate, surely you would see the back of the car opening up.
Well, I think
you'd also have stuff on the dashboard which would tell you immediately the door is open.
This is why I think a lot of this has been made up on the hoof. We're just talking before we came into studio. If a bag with a weapon, if you were a police officer, I would like to think, and most of the police officers I've known would have the cop on if something like that did happen, to immediately stop the vehicle. There's, you know, something fell out of their vehicle. Highly likely, maybe, if they knew they had a weapon in the boot. Why a weapon would be in the boot if they were going on patrol, don't ask me. But you would stop. They're police officers. With one wave of their hand, they're able to stop traffic and you retrieve it. You don't go around the block while old Mrs. What's-Her-Name seems to be having a route at it. But there's also another kind of strange aspect of this. If she happened to pick up the bag in close vicinity to Harcourt Street, Garda headquarters at Harcourt Street, you would think that there's two Gardaí on duty there 24 hours a day at each gate, that you would just alert them to say hello if it had Garda markings on it. It's very strange. When you get over the humorous aspect of it, it's very disturbing to think that live ammunition and a weapon found itself to be in an unescorted, unsecured fashion on a street in Dublin. And this examination and investigation needs to be concluded in a matter of urgency, I would say, so that we get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, a listener says, in fairness, if the Gardaí can't keep track of their phones, it's no surprise they have no idea where their guns are. This is, I mean, okay, we're laughing at it, but thank God it wasn't somebody, some gouger who managed to get their hands on it, or some teenager or something who might have picked up and said, it'd be fun, oh, is this a toy gun?
Well, that's it.
And suddenly let off a round of ammunition.
You see, that's the thing, we can laugh about this because, you know, or we can see kind of the humorous side to it, or kind of see it treated as a lighter story because we know that there was an ending to it, because the woman handed the gun in. But if that had not happened, I mean, if the gun was still out there, would we know about it? You know, we broke that story late last night, sure. But I mean, would we have been told about it if the gun had not been handed into Store Street Station? Would we be wondering about where it was? Particularly, you know, with the initial reports were suggesting that the Garda unit could have been connected to the royal visit, which is on at the moment.
Yeah.
And there would have been that fear, that heightened tension. So at least we know that there is a, you know, all's well that ends well, but why did this happen and how do we stop this from happening
again? It is embarrassing to happen when there's big talk of a major security operation because of members of the British royal family here, even talked that there are people going around with handguns mixing in the crowds as a security measure.
Well, that would be normal. Just to come back to a few points, so I don't think the, you know, shambolic and disastrous as it is, the loss of that weapon would have affected royal security, because there are people out there with nefarious intent who do have access to weapons. But what it does show, and this is, I think, an important note, when I was in the Defence Forces, we were always a little bit, cast a cold eye on Garda firearms training and discipline. Now, to be fair to them, they have hugely upped their game, especially since Kathleen O'Toole's Garda Inspectorate brought out new parameters for the training of Gardaí. And their standards and their tactical awareness have improved hugely. But I would argue the problem the Garda force always had is that when it came to the culture of handling a firearm, they never went through the same formation or training that somebody who is in an all-armed police force or a military would go through, where the weapons training becomes, you know, the weapon becomes an extension of yourself. And if in training, and I experienced this myself on one occasion many years ago, that you misplace a weapon, you know, even if you're in the midst of, as I was in this case, 72 hours without sleep or proper food, and we were all cold and wet, and I was in charge of a team, and I remember taking off a pack and a weapon in order to help somebody else, and we're in a dark wood at this stage. Now, the point is, there was never any danger of the weapon being lost because there were instructors monitoring us. But I suffered hugely for that, and rightly so. And I had that tattooed into my head not to make that mistake again. Now, that is the culture of weapons discipline within a military force. We need to ensure that there is a similar approach to the firearms units within an Garda Síochána.
And as a listener says, imagine picking up that gun and on your way to hand it in, you got stopped by the guards. There's not a chance they'd believe you if you said it fell off the back of a lorry. Thank you very much, Declan Farr. Christine Bowen, deputy editor of thejournal.ie, who broke this story last night. What a story it is.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.